Hello, my name is Percy, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
All right, so that would be a yes. So, as you may know, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Rowan Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or will you wait until November to vote in the general election?
I will definitely vote in the primary.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a list of, like, people and organizations, and if you could tell me if you have a either very favorable opinion towards them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. And the first person is Clint Van Horn.
I have no opinion at all, so because I don't know who he is.
Oh, all right. What about the Houston Independent School District?
I don't live in that district, so.
Oh, okay.
I got a favorable opinion, but I don't live in the district.
All right. It's totally okay to have an opinion towards them, even if you don't live, like, in that district. So I heard you say favorable. So would that be maybe very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. What about Sheila Jackson Lee?
Somewhat favorable. Once again, I don't live in her district either.
All right. What about Joyce?
Believe it or not, she was at my church today.
Oh, Sheila Jackson Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. What about Joyce Chapman?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. Carol Dutton?
I don't know who that is, so I can't answer that one.
Okay, that's okay. And what about...
Oh, no, you said Harold. Wait a minute. You said Harold Dutton?
Yes, Harold Dutton.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't understand you. Very favorable.
Very favorable? All right.
Yeah.
What about Danny Norris?
Say the name again.
Danny Norris?
Okay, I don't know that person.
Okay, sorry. So as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. So which is closer to your opinion about this? And there's two options. The first one is support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and the working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. Or the second option, which is oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools.
I oppose the takeover.
All right. So in March, there's going to be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. So which of these four candidates would you vote for if you have to choose today? And the candidates are Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
Probably Harold Dutton. He's more favorable to me.
All right. So next, I'm going to read you some statements about the current longtime state representative Harold Dutton and his record. And if you could rate your reaction to each of these statements as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. And I can read those options again if you need to. So the first statement is, Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
Very favorable.
All right. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
Give me the first sentence of that again.
All right. Do you want me to read the first sentence or the whole thing? I can read the whole thing again.
No, the first sentence. Just the first sentence.
All right. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton.
Okay. Now, give me my choices again.
All right. The choices for this, like, for this kind of segment is either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative.
Very negative.
Very negative. All right. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Positive.
Would that be very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
All right. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Very positive.
Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Very negative.
All right. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
Very positive.
And the last one is, he is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws and criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban a woman from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
Very negative.
All right. So based on all this information, like the one that, like the information that I've given you just right now about Harold Dutton and what you may know, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for Texas State House if you had to choose today? And the options again are Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris.
Harold Dutton.
Harold Dutton. All right. Now, if you don't mind me asking, could you please tell me your age, or would you feel more comfortable with me telling you ranges of ages that we have here, and you can choose which one you fit under?
I'm 70.
70, all right. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black?
That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't be one without the other.
Oh, well, just maybe, like, do you consider yourself maybe to be African-American or, like, slash Black, like, in between that, like, kind of category of races?
I don't know.
All right.
Okay, wait a minute. Hang on. Repeat
okay.
It again.
All right. Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
Trick question. Because I am both, depending on who's asking.
All right. Well, I can totally put it down for yes if that's like what you feel comfortable with.
Yes and yes.
Okay. All right. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
Yes.
All right. Well, this concludes our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation and your time. I truly appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hope you have a good day.
Mm-hmm.